ScottSJWellfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 353, Signs Above. I'm going to show a bunch of videos of just strange sightings. I'm going to cover multiple news videos as well. They're priming and prepping us for something. I'm going to link this into scripture and give an explanation. And also, this is a Watchman ministry. The only reason why I'm doing this is I would have dreams that would come true. I'm going to share a dream that I had as well. Folks, let no man deceive you. And we're going to dive deep into scripture as well to make sense of the psyop. But the deception is so great, my friends. This is a NASA depiction of Pluto, the planet Pluto. And if you're listening to a podcast service, I'm showing, again, NASA's depiction of Pluto. And you can see Pluto in Pluto. I mean, it is hilarious. We're being mocked. We're absolutely being mocked, my friends. You cannot make this up. I want to play a video from Bart on the Joe Rogan show that I just found interesting. I've researched the moon landing personally. Personally, I think it's fake. But you decide if you want to go down that rabbit hole. Let's go to scripture first and foremost, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. And you need to think of the context. We've talked about this before, where it's a letter to a church that says you have not missed the second coming. So let's read, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. We're seeing that. And that the man of sin be revealed. That's the Antichrist, the son of perdition. So if you're a pre-trib rapture person, you will see the Antichrist, my friends. But let's listen to Bart. I think his last name is Seibel. Check out some of his work. Let's roll it.
If you really went to the moon and spent $200 billion, you would never destroy the technology. But one of the clips we have is them saying that they intentionally destroyed all of the equipment to go to the moon. All the diagrams, all the hardware, all the schematics, all the original telemetry of where the rocket was at the time, and all the original videotapes. Ron Howard's grandfather warned him the moon landings were fake. He didn't listen. He wanted to make an IMAX movie. He went to NASA, said, give me all the originals so I can transfer it to HD and project it at 120 feet wide. They said, give us a couple of days. And in those days, they lost every single original videotape from every single Apollo mission. Now, if you really went to the moon and spent $200 billion, the last thing you would do is destroy that technology. But if you perpetrated a fraud, that's exactly what you would do.
Let's get into the news and how they're prepping us for signs above. I just thought this was an interesting clip of mega alien spheres, I guess. And they're shedding some doubt on this. But one of the things we do is we look for patterns in the news. And you have to remember, I think it's six companies run over 90% of all news. So it's propaganda. They're allowed to actually lie to us with the reversal of the Smith-Mundt Act. So we're getting primed. We're getting primed to see something above. But this blew me away, my friends. And I'm gonna bring this back to my dream at the end of this VCast.
Well, in the search for signs of intelligent life, there's a new study that may suggest we are not alone. A group of researchers have identified at least seven stars that might be surrounded by advanced megastructures known as Dyson spheres. Dyson spheres, what? Emily Finn joins us now to tell us more about this. Emily, Dyson spheres, possible megastructures, all of this is a lot to take in.
It certainly is. It might freak you out, it might pique your interest. I mean, it's certainly interesting. The thought is that potential superior intelligent life might be creating buildings or devices to harness energy around their home stars or planets, creating these so-called alien megastructures. This newly released study published by a group of researchers in the monthly notices of the Royal Astronomical Society specifically looks at the theory around Dyson spheres and finds at least seven stars might be surrounded by these alleged alien structures already. The aliens, I guess, have been busy. The group looked at infrared heat near stars located within 1,000 light years from Earth, a type of heat that can't otherwise be explained. It all stems from a theory from 1960s physicist Freeman Dyson, who believed if these structures in fact existed, scientists on Earth might be able to pick up on those infrared waves. News Nation spoke with Jana Levin, a professor of astronomy and physics at Barnard College and at Columbia University, who cast doubt on the possible alien origins of what these researchers are observing.
We are in a new era in terms of our understanding of how prevalent planets are and how planets are absolutely prolific in the universe. And that really suggests that life is prolific. The question is whether or not life can easily reach the phase of industrialization and building things and exploring space.
So this studies team had some pretty advanced tech. They used two active telescopes that are in space right now to conduct their research, but there is no conclusive evidence quite yet to determine what exactly is happening around these stars. Nick, do you think it might be alien structures?
I don't know if they're alien structures, but it seems as though the evidence suggests it's something that they want to figure out.
Certainly right? Something.
Yeah, definitely. Emily, thank you so much. A little bit creepy, though.
A little bit.
But what does the word of God say about the end of days? Luke 21, verse 11, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. So are they prepping us for something with the alien agenda? Luke 21, verse 26, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And again, we look for patterns in the news. What are they prepping us for, my friends? What are they prepping us for? All right, the next video I want to show that is just odd. There were four of these orbs that actually look like mini suns. And what I found interesting, when people take out their cameras that really have high zoom, they'll focus in on the so-called planets, and they look like stars. What's going on here, my friends? The sky is lit with these four different objects, these orbs, for lack of a better way to describe what they are. And this is from the New York Post. Let's play this. I mean, you can't make this up. And if you're listening to a podcast service, this is one of those videos you need to go to sjwellfire.com and search 353. Sunlight.
It was brighter. Two bright lights way above the tree line on the south shore. Towards, I guess that must be, is that Tarvis B? Look, there's another one there. Look at, what the is that? Yo, I think we're seeing some aliens. For real. I'm trying to zoom in here. Those other two just showed up. I'm walking towards it.
From the New York Post. And all of this reminded me of Richie from Boston. I follow him. And he went down and saw the eclipse recently. And what I thought was interesting, and he was baffled, is he follows the moon with some sort of software tracker, some sort of app, and the moon did not show up for the eclipse. I'm just saying, I think they're covering something up. When you read Revelation 1, it talks about the stars are angels. So we're going to tie this into, has Lucifer and his angels been kicked out of heaven? Now, the next orb I want to show, check out the shape of this. This one is really unique looking. Let's roll it.
Evo ga, dragane.
Now, the next video clip I want to show went viral from Fox News, talking about the dragon being released. And it just reminds me of Revelation 12. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found anymore in heaven. and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. I mean, deception is so great. And was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Good book says he has but a short time. But listen to this cryptic news report.
Cancun, and then make a trek to the north, affecting parts of Mexico and southern Texas. We just don't know. I mean, even Louisiana could be in play at this point. A very unpredictable storm this is. The dragon has been released. Back to you, Neil.
And apparently, Robert, more dragons to come. And for that, we go to Rick Wright from the Fox Weather Center.
The dragon has been released. Remember the snake that was wrapped around a building in New York City? I mean, you can't make this up. If you happen to see an orb, rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. Do not engage with it. I've heard testimonies of Christians that were talking to those orbs and asking for knowledge, if it was from God, and then they were haunted with nightmares. And I thought it was interesting on the John Ankerberg show. There's a series, you can go to his YouTube channel. He's interviewing Dr. Rost, an astrophysicist, on how most of the people that have the first encounter, second encounter, third encounter, fourth encounter, fifth encounter with these demonic entities that are part of our realm, they're not coming from outer space. He basically went on to say most of them are involved in occult type practices, witches, that sort of thing. Seeking supernatural knowledge. But he did say Christians can get tangled up in these demonic entities if they're seeking supernatural knowledge outside of God. For example, tarot cards, Ouija board, if they're involved in palm reading, hypnosis, that sort of thing. So I just want to play a quick video that really discusses how you can open demonic doors to these entities, to these fallen angels, if you practice occult type knowledge seeking. And what blew me away is I've covered a video, I can't remember the exact stats from the Pew Research, about how a whole slew of Christians are into tarot cards, they're into astrology, they're into all this witchcraft, this great falling away that happens first. If you've done that, repent, block any doors that you might have opened, fast, pray against it, ask for forgiveness, but let's roll it.
Webster, the art or practice that seeks to foresee or foretell future events. Everybody wants to know what's going to happen in the future. To discover hidden knowledge, they want to know something, usually by the interpretation of omens or by the aid of supernatural powers. So every little fair that you go into, you see a little medium that is there that's got a little crystal ball,
like
or
a fortune teller.
Yeah. Or you've got all kinds of ways of people that are saying, hey, I can tell you a little bit about your future. And people go into these things. And this is what the Bible says. Don't do that. Why?
Because it gives an invitation for these fallen angels,
it's
these demons.
The door.
It's opening the door for them to come and invade your life. They can't do that without permission. We give them permission when we try to seek the power to foresee the future. We're trying to get some kind of supernatural power. The demons are more than willing to do that. We're told in the New Testament, hey, it's not just God that can perform miracles. The demons can too. And so if you're trying to seek power and knowledge about the future and use these methods, then yes, you're basically inviting demons to invade your life.
Some people say, hey, I'm into sorcery. I can do this. And if you listen to me, I can give you the power gained from the assistance or control of evil spirits to tell you about the future. That's sorcery. And people are into that. The Bible says don't do that. Another one is interpreting omens. People say, I've got cards that we can take a look at, and we can flip them over, and we can tell you about your future. The Bible says don't get into that. The Bible says don't get into witchcraft. And you say, well, you know, how dumb do you have to be? Don't get into witchcraft. The Bible says witchcraft is communication through a medium with the devil. Why would you ask for advice from the devil when his advice is he wants to keep you away from God, and he wants to keep you away from God for eternity.
Well, I think a good example is King Saul in the Bible. God mm-hmm. was speaking to him, mm-hmm. but then Saul began to rebel against God, and God stopped speaking to him. Saul wanted to know what was going to happen in this battle he was facing. He went to a medium to try to get that information. What God was calling him to do was repent, humble himself before him, because God wanted to restore that relationship with him. But instead of going that direction, Saul went and sought a medium.
Yeah. Got another one here. Don't go to people that can cast spells. They say, hey, I've got the power. If you give me a little money, I'll cast this spell. I'll smoke this or I'll do this. And the fact is, this is what's going to happen to you. A spoken word, a form of words held to have magic power. Bible says, don't get into that.
Well, the Bible also says, don't get drunk. Don't get into drugs. Don't lose control of your mind. Don't let somebody put you in a trance. Because when you lose control of your mind, a demon can take over.
Mediums. Don't go to mediums. A medium is an individual held to be a channel of communication between the earthly world and the world of a spirit that can give them the information, can give them what they need that they can give to the other person.
Yeah, but there's always a price to pay.
Yeah, there's always a price to pay. Then it says, who consults the dead. Don't go to people and listen to them who say, hey, I'm getting information from people that have died, and they told me to tell you. And I thought, who in the world would do that? And I was watching a television program that's one of the most popular television programs today in America. And there was a person that was giving information to a detective on this program. And at first, the detective thought, well, I don't have anything to do with this kind of trash. And yet what this person kept telling them kept coming true until the end of the program. The words they were getting from the dead came true, and his whole mind changed.
Well, we're told explicitly in the Bible that dead people cannot come back. They can't talk to us. They can't influence events on the earth. But angels can take the form of one of your dead relatives or friends. So people think they're having contact with someone that they know, but in fact, it's simply a fallen angel is taking the form of their friend or dead relative and telling them things, and they wind up believing it, and that opens a door for these creatures to invade their life.
Now, one of the things that we find with UFOs and with extraterrestrials is the Book of Urantia. And the fact is four big religions have started right here in the United States, and there's offshoots of that. And some of the pages, which were given by trance.
It's a close encounter of the fourth kind, where a fallen angel put a human contactee into a trance, and while that human contactee was in a trance, began to type out what later became the Urantia book.
Yeah, and out of the 4,000 pages, that a third of that was knocking Jesus.
Basically denying the deity of Jesus Christ.
Right. And why pick on Jesus? Why not pick on Muhammad, Buddha, or some other leader?
Well, the demons aren't worried about Buddha or Muhammad. They're worried about the real God. So their whole focus is on the God of the Bible.
I've given this testimony multiple times. Check out Supernatural Experiences. But long story short, my mom purchased a Ouija board. I played with it, and it freaked me out as a kid. I put it away. And then I'm on a double date when I was 17 years old, watching the movie Witchcraft that actually involved a Ouija board and demons were throwing people out the window. It freaked me out so much, I went in the basement, started lifting weights. Long story short, that night I went to sleep and had this demonic experience of evil coming through my feet all the way up to my neck, and something was choking my neck out. So much so when I came to, I looked for scratches on my neck. But the only thing that saved me is I in my head said, Jesus, Jesus, and the thing left. And when I woke up, my room was orange. It was so orange, this puke orange. I thought I slept through the night. The sun was out, a light. I didn't know what it was. Maybe the moon reflecting in. I mean, it was crazy. You can check out that testimony. So I've seen this firsthand. I should have been a Christian at 17 years of age. Now, the next video I want to play of this interview with Dr. Ross, I just thought this was interesting. The context of this, he was invited to speak in Russia back when Russia was 100% a communist nation. They really were against the Bible. And he went and presented in front of all these Russian scientists, and Communist Party leaders were screaming, wouldn't let him speak. So the next day, he had a fellow Christian with him binding the demons. So I just thought this was a great testimony of the power of prayer, binding the demons. And he actually could present afterwards, but let's let him tell his story.
Well, I first got questions from the Communist Party leaders.
Right.
Because, I mean, occult physics was a big deal.
So that opened the door.
That opened the door, yeah. And that was a time when the Soviet Union actually had departments of occult physics at many of their educational institutions.
Why did they have a department for occult physics?
Well, they knew they were behind the West technologically. So they thought, hey, the West is not into the occult. Maybe we can develop some occult weapons we can use against the West. Consequently, a lot of them wound up getting into this UFO thing, getting into the occult, getting into witchcraft. I remember one talk I gave, about a quarter of the audience were obviously demon-possessed. So it really opened up a lot of doors for those people.
When they announced your topic on that day, what happened in the audience?
The moment I walked in, about a quarter of the people in the audience started screaming and yelling at me, and basically accusing Jesus of performing very vile, evil acts, you know, accusing him of homosexual rape, for example, and just screaming and yelling and not even permitting me to speak. And I said, well, how about if we go straight to the Q&A? They continued to scream and yell and not let anybody ask questions.
So that day you didn't speak, but you did something before the next day, and it worked. What was it?
I said, I'll come back. And I came back with one of the other professors, who was a Christian, and say, I want you at the back, and I want you praying that the Holy Spirit will silence the demons that are yelling and screaming through these people. And it worked. Complete silence.
As you walked into the room.
Yeah. And then the scientists that were there looking around saying, this has never happened before. They're always screaming and yelling. And so then they really paid very intent attention to what I was saying.
So were you able to present the gospel clearly to them?
I did. And it was amazing. Every lecture I gave in Kiev and Moscow, the scientists said, we want to hear your story, how you came to faith in Christ. And the fact that I didn't come from a Christian background, I think, was significant. Then they said, now please tell us how we can become Christians. So they were the ones asking me to give an invitation.
So when he presented, Gorbachev was the president of Russia. And I think he goes on to say about 700 scientists from Russia actually got saved. Now, let's get into the dream that I had. It was just a quick one. Just above the clouds, very, very close, I saw this black, smooth, huge, shiny orb, so the sphere circling the sun with, for lack of a better way to describe it, other planets circling the sun as well. And I'm talking close, like they came down. Some people speculate that chemtrails are used to cover up what's coming on the earth. And in my spirit, I heard this will help cause earthquakes. So let's go to scripture, Matthew 24:7. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdoms, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. This fits Luke that we just read. Immediately after the tribulation. So you will be here for the tribulation in our ministry's point of view. Of those days shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then next shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. So there's not going to be this secret pre-trib rapture when Christ comes back, it's going to be loud, right? So many sister passages, the sun and moon shall be darkened and stars shall withdraw their shining. Just reminds me of that eclipse we just saw in RFB. All of a sudden, his moon tracker app did not track the moon. What is happening, my friends? And again, I'm just being obedient to the Lord and sharing this dream. So if you start seeing mega objects, going back to that newscast of this intelligent life, these mega, I guess they called it Dysons, these spheres, these energy harvesters. No, this is from the Lord, my friends. This is the time of the end. Let's continue reading. When it is open, seven angels prepare the sound of their trumpets. So going back to Revelation 12, no, it was Revelation 1, talking about the stars that you saw are angels. Research that. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. Earthquakes, I personally think that we'll see in diverse places. Diverse is a key word. That means places probably not necessarily on a fault line, all over the place, will be from some sort of judgment, obviously, from the word of God. So again, this shiny mega, almost look like a black star circling the sun very, very close with other orbs around it, all on the same plane, but just above the clouds. So are we being prepared for something? This fake alien agenda. Personally, I think aliens are fallen angels. It's very, very biblical. I've been researching the Book of Enoch, the Book of Giants, secondary texts from the Bible that really gives a little bit more clarification on some of the mega questions. So we cannot be fooled. And this all goes back to as the days of Noah and that DNA gene defilement that we're talking about. Great time to be alive, my friends. Great time to be alive. Just a couple more points on wild things people are seeing. This next video I want to show, where the whole night sky is lit up. I think she goes on to say 2 a.m. in the morning, and she does swear a little bit, but this is pretty amazing. Signs in the heaven.
What the fuck is that? This is a long streak across the sky here at 2:48 a.m. I'm just getting home from my gig at Swig. And I noticed this up in the sky. I'm like, I ain't never seen nothing like that. No rainbow, nothing like that in the sky at night. In the early morning, wee hours of the morning.
Rainbow in the sky. All right. I do think we're going to see lying signs and wonders. This is a video that went viral somewhere in Europe. It looks fake to me. Reminded me of Revelation 13:13, and he doeth great wonders so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. So you can't be fooled, right? What's a counterfeit and what's real? But let's play this. You tell me, does this look fake? It looks fake to me. Little meteorite flying across. So a bit of a deep one, my friends. I think they're prepping us for something, to see signs from the heaven. But have no fear. That's a commandment. Great time to be alive, my friends. Have a blessed day. Make sure you sign up for our VCast alerts so you don't miss any VCasts. I probably send it out once a week. And make sure you have a blessed day. Thank you.